Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are going to be doing Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are on the bottom, though, of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph 7a. And today we are going to be having many statements of Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. But we start with V'yama Rabbi Yochanan Mishom Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kol Dibor V'dibor Shiyatza Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tova. Anytime Hashem says something that is for a person's favor, Afilu Al Tanai Lo Chazar Bo, even if it's based on a condition, he does not take away the good favor that he had promised. Minalan, how do we know this? Mi Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, by the Egel Hazav, Heref Mimeni Vash Midem V'gomer. Release me, Hashem is saying to Moshe, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. And I'm going to make you into a mightier nation and more numerous than the entire Jewish people. This is what Hashem is saying to Moshe. Even though Moshe ended up davening for this not to happen and save the Jewish people, and he convinced Hashem not to go ahead and destroy the Jewish people, so the whole thing was voided. Still, Hashem kept this his part of the deal, this promise that he made to him, and he made his descendants grow tremendously. Shenemar, how do we know this? B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer, Vayhu B'nei Eliezer, Rechavya HaRosh V'gomer, V'nei Rechavya Ravu L'mala V'gomer. So we know that he had many kids, and his children had many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, V'tani Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef Tal, L'mala Mishishim Ribo. His descendants, the descendants of Rechavya, were more than 600,000, which was more than the entire Jewish people. How do we know this? Asya Riva Riva, because we have a Gzira Shava of Riva Riva. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Ravu L'mala. It says over here that the descendants of Moshe were ravu l'mala, exceedingly numerous. And when it talks about how many Jewish people there were, it says paru vayishritzu vayirbu, the same word of ravu. So we see that Moshe had a tremendous amount of people. So again, we see that when Hashem says something that is going to happen, even if it is al tanai, and that tanai gets broken, Hashem is still going to keep his word and make the great thing happen. Top of Zion Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishom Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Miyom Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es HaOlam. From the day that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekrao LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. No one else called Hashem this word Adon, this name Adon, Ad Sheba Avram Ukro Adon, until Avram Avinu went ahead and called him Adon. Shenemar Vayomer Ado Venaya Lokim Bama Eda Ki Irashena. When referring to Hashem, he calls him the name of Adon. Amar Rav. Rav says something related. Af Daniel lo nana ela bishvil Avram. The prayers of Daniel in the book of Daniel were only answered bizchus Avram Avinu as well. Shenemar, as it says in Daniel, Vatashma lokinu el tfilas avdechavi al tacharuna ve'arpanach amikdashach hashamim l'man Hashem. This is the pasuk we have in our tachanun. So the pasuk tells us, and now listen to my tfilos and let your shine upon me and upon your desolate temple for the sake of Hashem. Leman chami ba'yale. It should have said for your sake, Ella, but it does not say that. It says Leman Adon, then the name of Adonai. So that's what it's referring to. Ella Leman Avram Shekaracha Adon. So really it's referring to Avraham who called you Adon. That's what it's talking about. Okay. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Minayin she'ein meratzim lo l'adam b'shas ka. So how do we know that we shouldn't try to calm someone down when they are in their moment of anger? Shenemar panai yelchu vani chosilach. We saw this on the last amud as well. Miyom shabar kadosh baruch hu es olamo. From the day that Hashem created the world, lo haya adam shehoda la kadosh baruch hu ad shebasa leah vehodatu. There was no one that offered thanks to Hashem, that gave a todah rabba to Hashem, a big thank you to Hashem, ad shebasa leah vehodatu, until Leah came and thanked him. How do we know this? Shenemar afham odeh es Hashem, because when she named Yehuda, when she had her fourth son, she said, okay, now I'm going to thank Hashem. And that was the first time Hashem was thanked. Now, what exactly this means, big discussion. Maybe it's because now she knew she was going to have more than she thought she was going to have, and the thanking was on something extra. Okay, not for us right now. But once we're on the topic of the name of Yehuda and the name of Leah's sons, we go to the name of Reuven. Why was he called Reuven? So Reuven, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Amra Leah. Leah said, Ru ma bein bini leven chami. See what the difference is between me and the son of my father-in-law, Yitzchak's son, which is referring to Esav. So see the difference between my Reuven and my uncle Esav. Because when it comes to Esav, even though he willingly sold the Bechoros, he sold the firstborn rights to Yaakov, that he sold the firstborn rights to Yaakov chazu maksiv be. It says about Esav, vayistom Esav es Yaakov, that he hated Yaakov. Uksiv vayomar hachi kroshimo Yaakov ayak veini zeh pamayim. And he always held it against him that Yaakov stole this, but he bought it from him fair and square. But still, he held it against him. Ilu b'ni, but says Leah, if you look at my son Reuven, afagav de'al korachei shach le'yosef u'churosei minei, even though Yosef took the right of the firstborn from Reuven, when, d'ksiv, uv'chal lo yitzu'e aviv nitna b'chorosei levnei Yosef, that when Reuven moved the bed, so he lost the b'choros, he lost the rights of the firstborn to Yosef, afililachi lo ikanai be, he was still not jealous of Yosef. He was part of the plan to go and save Yosef when he was thrown into the pit. So he says, look at the difference between me and my uncle, my son, Reuven, and Esav. Now, it's very interesting because the Torah gives a different reason why Reuven is named Reuven. She went through such terrible times, the son of her affliction. So it's very interesting. There are many Mefarshim who discuss why the Gemara gives this reason, even though the Torah seems to give an explicit reason, but not for us right now. So we're going forward with understanding names and how important names are and what the meaning behind certain names could be. So Rus, the Moabite, the Rus HaMoavia, my Rus, what's the significance of the name? Rus, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Shezachso v'yatsa mimena, David Sherivahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shiros v'sheshbachos, that she merited to have David come from her, who satiated Hashem with shiros v'sheshbachos, with songs and prayers. Now ask the Gemara, Menolan Dishma Garim, how do we know that a name is actually something which can help us predict, I guess, what's going to happen in the future of a person? So Amar Rabbi Elazar says, Da Amar Kra, Lechu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sam shamos ba'aretz altek reshamos eloshemos. The pasuk tells us, the pasuk says in Tehillim, that go and see the works of God who has brought devastations in the land. Don't read it as shamos eloshemos, so it's really referring to the names. That names seem to be some sort of predictor. Vam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai kasha tarbus rab b'soch beis oshal adam yosher mechalmas gogu magog. It's more difficult to have in-house fighting, family fighting, when you have family that doesn't talk to each other and there's fights, that is more difficult than the ultimate war that is going to come in the war of Gog and Magog. Shenamar Mizmor LeDavid Baruch Hu B'mnei Avshalom, because Pasuk in Tehillim says that David HaMelech says he was saying a song to Hashem when he was fleeing from Avshalom, his son, who tried to take the Malchus from him and really put his life in danger. Ksiv Basrein, it says after that, Hashem Marabu Tzarei Rabim Kamim Alai. That it says, Hashem, how many tormentors do I have? They all rise up against me, and how bad things are. This is what he said when Avshalom was chasing him, and how terrible things are. V'ilu gabe milchames gogu magog siv. But when it comes to gogu magog, the pasuk in Tehillim says, Lama ragshu gaimu umim yegu rik. V'ilu marabu tzarai lok siv. He says, oh, people are gathering, and everyone's going to be talking in vain. But it doesn't say, how many tormentors do I have? It doesn't say this lashon of marabu tzarai, how terrible are things, how many people do I have that come up against me? It only says that when talking about Avshalom, his son, rebelling on him, not when it's talking about Gog and Magog. So we see that it's worse to have in-house fighting, in-family fighting, than this ultimate war which is going to come. Mizmor leDavid bevarcho b'mnei Avshalom, Mizmor leDavid, Kino leDavid nivayla. Ask the Gemara, it says Mizmor leDavid, it's like a song of David. It should say Kina, it should be like one of the Kinos. It's a very sad thing for King David. So what's the answer? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Avi Shalom, Mashal Ma'adar V'dom. No, there's a, we can explain this with a mashal. The Adam Shiyatzal of Shtar Chov, that a person has a certain debt that he has to pay back. Kodem Shaparo Hayatze, before he pays it back, it's just bothering him because he wants to get it off already, he wants to get it out. Lachar Shapro Sameach, and once he pays it, he just feels this sense of relief, he's happy. Af Kain David, same thing was with David. Kevin Shamar Lawa Kodesh Baruch Hashem told him, Hashem cursed him. He said, Hinani Mekim Alecha Ra mi beisecha. There's going to be an evil that comes up against you from your own house. Hayatzev. David was really sad because he didn't know where it was going to come from. Amar Shema Eved O Mamzer Hu Delo Chayes Alai. Maybe it's going to come from a slave or a Mamzer that comes, and they're not going to have pity on me. They're not going to take any mercy on me. Kevin Dechazad Avshalom Hu Sameach Mishamachi Amar Mizmor. But once he saw that it was Avshalom, his son, he said, okay, he's going to have some mercy on me. Naturally, a child's going to have some mercy on a father at least. And that's why he said Mizmor, because out of all the possibilities, this was probably the best one. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Mutter leiskaros b'Risham ba'olam hazeh. You're allowed to go and fight with Risham in this world, or contend with them and bother them. Shenemar ozvei Torah yahalu Rasha, v'shomrei Torah yiskarubam. that we're going to contend with them. The people who guard the Torah are going to be able to contend with the Tzaddik, with the Rishon. Tani Nam Yachu, we have a similar Raisa. Rabbi Dostai, Rabbi Masun Omer, Mutzer, Liskars, Rishon, Baalom Azeh. That you're allowed to go and contend with the Rishon in this world. Shenemar, Ozvei Torah, Alu Rasha, V'im Lachshach Adam Lomar. And if someone's going to whisper to you saying, V'haksiv Al Tischar Bam Reim Al Tikanu Ba'usei Avla. But the Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim which says, don't contend with the wicked, and don't cause fights, and don't be zealous against these evildoers. Emor lo mi shelibo nakvo omar kein. You should say back to him, no, this pasuk is really only for someone who has a guilty conscience, who's struggling with things as well, and they are not really protecting the Torah themselves. Ela al tischar b'mereim, when it says, don't compete with the wicked, lios kamereim, means that you shouldn't be like the wicked. Al tikane bo se avo, that you shouldn't be jealous of the evildoers, lios ko se avo, you shouldn't be jealous to do like them. V'omer, al yikani libucha b'chatoim, ki b'yiras Hashem kol hayim. You should just make sure to be focusing on your service of God. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this true? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, so we just kept saying very strongly that you are allowed to go ahead and contend and start up and bother the Rishayim. Is this really true? But Rabbi Yitzchak says, Im ra'isi rosh hashasha misachakes lo al tiskar. Well, if you see a wicked person who's, you know, just doing well for himself and having a tremendous amount of good fortune, don't bother him, don't contend with him. Shenemar yachilu d'rachav b'cho'es. Pasuk says his ways are always successful. V'lo od elosh zocha badin, and not only that, but he's going to be winning cases and judgments. Shenemar maro mishpatecha minegdo, where the pasuk says that your judgments are far removed from him. V'lo od elosh haroa bitzarav, he's going to see you fall down. Shenemar kol tzorav yafiach b'am. Some people just have the mazel, so you don't want to mess with that. So what are we supposed to do? We seem to have a contradiction here. On the one hand, we just said that you should contend with the evil people, and now we're saying, no, you should not contend with the evil people. So which one is it? So answers the Gemara, Lo kasha habamili didei habamili dishmaya. One is talking about when it's a personal matter, you should not contend with them. But when it comes to standing up for Hashem and His Torah, then you should go ahead and contend with the evil people. V'iba yisema, another answer is habamili dishmaya. Both situations are talking about cases where you're standing up for Hashem and His Torah. The lokasha, and it's not a problem, even though this seems to be a stira. Habarasha shasha misachakislo, habarasha she'inasha misachakislo. When you have a successful rasha, that's when you should not go ahead and berate him. But when you have an unsuccessful rasha, then you can go ahead and do whatever it is that you want to do. V'ibay seima, another answer is habarasha shasha misachakislo, that both situations are talking about rishaim that are successful, and you're talking about godly things. V'lokasha habit tzaddik gamar, habit tzaddik she'ino gamar. One's talking about a tzaddik gamar, a true righteous person. So that person can go and contend with a Rasha, but someone who's not really fully righteous, they maybe should not go and contend with a Rasha. Damar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, my diksev, what's the meaning of that which is written? Lama sabit bogdim tachrish babala Rasha tzaddik mimenu. The pasuk says, why you look upon these betrayers, you remain silent when a wicked man swallows up one who is more righteous than he. V'chi rasha bolei atzadik. Is it really true that a wicked person is able to swallow a tzadik? V'aksiv Hashem lo yazvenu biyado. But the pasuk says that Hashem is not going to abandon the tzadik. V'aksiv lo yi'unel atzadik kolaven. El atzadik mimenu bolei atzadik gamor eno bolei. Rather, it's talking about a regular tzadik, someone who's just a good guy. So that person can get swallowed up by someone who is a little less righteous. But someone who's a tzadik gamor, then they do not have to worry about it. V'iba yisema. Another answer to this specific pasuk over here, that what does it mean that a Rasha is going to swallow up the tzaddik? It's when the Rasha is having a successful time, then they have some sort of mazel that's going on at that time. Let's do one more. So anyone who sets aside a place for them to daven, a makum kavu, we spoke about this yesterday. His enemies are going to fall. V'shachan tachta v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anos v'lo yirgazo v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anosu kasher barishona. Then they're not going to bother you, and they're not going to be able to torment you, and they're going to stay away from you. Rav Huna rami ksiv la'anoso ksiv l'chaloso. Rav Huna has a contradiction, because the pasuk says la'anoso, that they're not going to be able to torment you anymore, but there's a similar pasuk in Divrei Hayamim which says l'chaloso. It's the same exact pasuk, but instead of the word la'anoso, of to torment them anymore, that the enemies are not going to be able to torment them, it says l'chaloso, that they won't be able to destroy you anymore. So what's going on? So answers the Gemara, betchil la'anoso l'vasov l'chaloso. When we are acting properly and things are going great for us, when the Beis HaMikdash was first built, then the bracha is that they're not going to torment us, they're not going to bother us. But when we are acting terribly and we really deserve to be destroyed, the bracha is l'chaloso, that they are not going to destroy us. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Bye.